All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on page Shin Yud Zayin. Od Muva Sham Betorah Kuf Ayin Ches. Remember, again, he's quoting over here from Rabbi Nachman. Specifically, just remember our context. We're in what the Mechaber calls the Klal HaShlishi, the third principle, which is that if a person wants to somehow better himself, he must go ahead and understand that tshuva is only attainable and achievable through simcha. Without simcha, without joy, without happiness, there can't really be tshuva. Can't be tshuva. So he says, "Old muva b'shem Torah b'kofayin chas peitshen yod zayin," like third line down. Da kitzarch davka vidui dvarim. This is amazing. So remember again, we know that part of the process of tshuva is what we call vidui dvarim, confession. Rambam says, "Sarach lezvados," a person has to articulate and confess their transgression. He says, "Kitzarch lefarit esachet." Person has to identify and name their particular transgression. This in general is a fascinating idea that the Rambam says it's not just enough to think about my sin, it's not just enough to ponder my sin, but a person mamish has to actively articulate what it is that they did wrong, which again, from on a very basic level, is a necessity in order to do tshuva. In order to do tshuva, I have to go ahead and face my demons. I have to go ahead and face what it is that I've done wrong. If I don't name the sin, if I don't articulate the sin, I can't move forward. He goes on and says, and a person has to constantly go ahead and confess with words every time they do something wrong. So there sometimes, although this sounds simple, articulate the sin, go ahead and confess the sin, sometimes there are obstacles to this process. What are the obstacles? The famine nishkach mi'itu achet. Sometimes I forgot what I did wrong. I know I did something wrong, but I'm not exactly sure what it is that I've done wrong. V'yesh shiyich badalav ma'od. V'kasha lahotzi hadibor lihisvados. And sometimes it's just too difficult and too painful to name the sin. So sometimes I mamish forget, and other times I have forgotten. I know what I've done wrong, but it's just simply too painful for me to go ahead and articulate that which I've done wrong. V'od minios rabos. And there are many other obstacles. V'tzarech lazeh simcha shel mitzvah. So Rabbi Nachman says, the only way to find the strength and the courage to be able to fully articulate that which I've done wrong is only if I'm girded with the simcha shel mitzvah, with the incredible joy of the mitzvah. What does this refer to? Rabbi Nachman Mibrezlov Heyed Alatzmo Vamras. Rabbi Nachman, again, used to say about himself, Kafi sha'atem roem osi, kavanaso shebevade ochsim menoshu tzadik. So the Rebbe used to say as follows to his Talmidim. You know, all of you see me, the way you see me, as a pious and righteous man, he says, Gam idu hayisi over alavera chamura biyosrechas v'shalom. So Rabbi, listen to these words of Rabbi Nachman. The Rebbe says, even if I transgressed the worst avera, lo hayisi nofel bedaiti klal, I would not become depressed. I would not get upset at myself. Lo hayisi nofel bedaiti klal means I would not suffer, you know, a personal setback. Vahayisi ish kasher kimikodim, and I would be as holy as I was before the sin. Verak achar kach hayisi oseh tshuva. And only after I maintained, again, we're going to explain what the Rebbe means in just a moment, and only after I maintained my proper footing in life, would I be able to do tshuva. Nimtza, what does this mean? Nimtza, just this before we read on, what Rabbi Nachman was saying was as follows, that you see me now as a tzaddik, you see me now as someone righteous, you see me now as someone who is besimcha. So Rabbi Nachman says, even if I committed the worst avera possibly imaginable, I would not allow my personal disposition to change. Why not? Because without simcha, without happiness, a person cannot go ahead and lift themselves back up. If a person allows themselves to fall into the pit of depression and despair, if a person allows himself ultimately again to wallow in his failures, there is no ability to lift himself back up. There is no ability to refine and rehabilitate. There is no ability ultimately, again, to go ahead and engage in some type of cathartic, comprehensive change. A person gets stuck in that rut. A person gets stuck in that mud. He goes on, he says, Barak, achakach ha'isi osa tshuva, nimtza, shasimcha, hi'echreches l'tshuva shala adam v'la mishpat sha'osa. I will say, without simcha, and again, we're going to discuss what this simcha means, and where this simcha comes from, and how exactly one is supposed to achieve this level of simcha. We'll discuss all of this. But without simcha, change is impossible. He said, v'chol zman she'eino b'simcha, asr l'lachaskel l'hashpat l'shpat v'esatzma. I will say, get ready for this statement. And if a person hasn't achieved the level of simcha, you can't judge yourself. There is no point in engaging in the process of self-evaluation. There is no point, ultimately, again, in engaging in the process of self-judgment. If a person is not besimcha, for one simple reason, because if I'm not besimcha and I'm judging myself, only one thing is going to come out of that, which is what? Which is sadness, depression, and just simply beating myself up. And what does one get? What does one get from beating himself up? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Only more depression, more despair. Zeu echad, Rosé, I can't tell you how profound this piece is. Zeu echad mehamechsholim haikarim. What we're describing over here is perhaps one of the greatest pitfalls. One of the greatest pitfalls. Sheyesh la'adam adarko l'tshuva shlema. What we're describing over here is one of the greatest pitfalls in the process of tshuva. V'zeu adavar shekulam b'lo yotzi min haklal miskashim bo yose mikol. Ketzad lehismodet in kishlonos. But so what we're dealing with over here is perhaps one of the greatest challenges. How does one deal with failure? How do you deal with failure in life? Nefilos, afilu stam chosra atzlacha. And I'm also like, you know, sometimes it's not even about dealing with failure. You know what it's about? It's an interesting term, chosra atzlacha. We'll say, right, what does chosra atzlacha mean? I guess today we would call it, you know, success challenged. I'm success challenged. I'm not matzliach. It's not that I'm failing. I'm just not succeeding. How do I deal with that? How do I deal with failure, with setback, with lack of success, without falling into the pit of depression or despair? Rabbi Nachman Breslov nosin eitz lekach. So we'll say, and Rabbi Nachman gives an eitzah for this. See, we'll say what Rabbi Nachman really discovered is as follows, which is, change only occurs when one is steeped in a state of simcha. If one is not besimcha, change is impossible. But the obvious shaila is, where does this simcha come from? He goes on, he says, I'm sorry, Rabbi Nachman nosin leitzalakach, lischazek ulesamech etzatzmo, al yidei sheyechapes ba'atzmo, nekudos tovos. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says, so where does one find simcha in life? By going ahead and searching for good within one's self. That even when I mess up, and even when I go ahead and I make terrible mistakes, at the end of the day, there is still good within me. And when a person goes ahead and finds that good, when a person finds that tov, the person finds that tov that's within them, that's what generates simcha. Yibo say, when I make a mistake in life and I realize that despite that mistake, I have not divested myself of all of the good. Despite that mistake, right, there is still good, there's still beauty within me. So by definition, again, that's where my simcha comes from. Furthermore, a person finds simcha how? Because a person ultimately, again, realizes that despite my failure and despite my shortcoming, I still wanted the tshuva. It's the one of the tshuva. Klalo shel davar. Tzarech lasos hakol ad sheyizkeh lihiyos besimcha gamim aver mashaver. So we'll say the general klal, what this will conclude, is that a person ultimately, again, tzarech lasos hakol ad sheyizkeh lihiyos besimcha gamim aver mashaver. A person has to try to achieve a state of simcha in life, no matter how badly I've messed up. Ki b'li simcha, hu lo yochal lasos tshuva. Both say, without simcha, tshuva is impossible. Both say, now, we've been saying this statement for a long time, now we finally understand it. What does this mean, without simcha, tshuva is not possible? So what Rabbi Nachman really teaches us is as follows. Simcha stems from the realization that despite my incredible missteps and failures in life, I have good inside of me. And if I have good inside of me, that means I have the ability to rebuild. If I have good inside of me, that means I have a platform upon which to rebuild myself. If I have good inside of me, that means there's chomer, there's building material to reconstruct and to rehabilitate a beautiful spiritual personality. See, if I make a mistake and I've divested myself of all of my holiness, then Abba said this, you know, as they say, you know, then we're done. Then I had nothing to rebuild with. But if I make a mistake and I look inside myself and I still find some, Rabbi Nachman says, I find one nekuda tova, still one good thing which remains, then by definition, I can rebuild from the ground up with that. That, says Rabbi Nachman, is the simcha we're describing. That's the joy. That's the happiness, the recognition that no matter how badly I have failed, I still have what to rebuild from. When a person has that simcha, then ultimately, again, a person is capable of engaging in the process of tshuva. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Parav Shin Yud Zayin and Mir Tzah Hashem tomorrow.